We have the incredible privilege to speak through Parshas Vaeschanan. And the Parsha discusses in a tragic section, this is in Perek Dalid Pasuk Chof Hey, chapter 4, verse 25, Ki solid banim uvenei banim venoshantem ba'aretz v'shchatem v'asisem pesal t'munas kol v'asisem hara b'enei Hashem elokech alachizos. Moshe Rabbeinu foretells that in the future, Klal Yisrael will unfortunately forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll turn to idols, and they'll turn to all types of negative practices. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there'll be consequences, because every action has consequences. This is what is one of the most important and indispensable lessons in life. There is no such thing. Every action has a reaction. Every action has a result. Every choice has a consequence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you choose idolatry over me, if you choose alien ways and alien lifestyles over mine, over Torah's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to be willing to live with the consequences. But you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam also understands that life is a cycle. And although Klal Yisrael begins to veer, and sometimes at times we leave, we forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn to other things, which we think will give us happiness and fulfillment, we always come back. We always come back. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I know you're going to come back. Rekh Rabbi Soloveitchik writes, says, everyone goes ahead and does tshuva. He says, life is a big circle. The only variable is the size of the radius of the circle. Everyone comes back. Everyone makes their way back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only question is how long it takes. And so too, and therefore the Pasuk says, and it'll happen after you realize the error in your ways, and after you realize that because you have left me, it'll feel like I have left you. So the Pasuk says this in Perek Dalid Pasuk Chavtes, Ubikashtem Misham Es Hashem Elkecha, you will request or you will seek out God from there, Umatzasa, and you will find him. As long as you seek him out with all of your heart and all of your soul, and the Mefarshim all ask the same question. Ubikashtem Misham, you will search him out. You will seek God out from there. Where is the from there? So the Pashup Shat, the simple idea, is in the previous verses, the Torah says, that as a result for our forsaking of God in Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will send us into exile. So the Misham, from there, you will seek out God from there. Mikashtem Misham, you will seek out God from there, refers to exile, refers to the lands in which we have been dispersed as a result of our negative behaviors. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so dramatically amazing. The Rebbe says, and I quote to you, Ubikashtem Misham Es Hashem Elokecha, what does it mean? You will search out God from there. Misham Daika Bemakom Shehu, Be'eza Madrega Shiyiyah, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Ubikashtem Misham, you will seek out from there. You will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu from there. The there is not a geographic space. The there, Misham, doesn't refer simply to geographic or physical exile. But Misham means from there, Be'eza Madrega Shiyiyah. Wherever you are, the Ribbono Shel Olam is accessible to you. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that's the meaning in the Pasuk. Ubikashtem, this whole section is a metaphor for life, because life has peaks and valleys. We have times when we are successful and we have times when we fail miserably. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even in the aftermath of failure, I am still accessible to you. Ubikashtem Misham, even in the midst of your failure, as Hashem Elokecha Matzasa, you will find him. You will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Sidrichene B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. As long as you seek him out with a genuine heart, a genuine soul. And the Baal Shem says, that's the Misham. Misham means Be'idze Madrega. Wherever you're holding in life, wherever you're Shem, wherever you are, the Ribbono Shel Olam is accessible to you. You see, sometimes we think that a relationship with God is dependent on spiritual perfection. That our relationship with God is dependent on absolute and unequivocal observance and adherence and commitment. And the truth is, no one could live up to that expectation. And if that's what it takes to have a relationship with God, then no one really ever attains a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, no. Moshe was telling them just the opposite. Ubikashtem Misham, wherever you are, wherever you're holding in life, whether you are on a peak or whether you are in a valley, whether you're in a good spot or a really bad place, whether you are spiritually successful or you have failed miserably, wherever you are, Misham, whatever Madrega you're on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accessible to you. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is that you seek him out with a genuine heart that is truly desirous of relationship and connection. As long as your heart is genuine, as long as you really want the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life and you reach out to Him, He will never repel that advance, no matter how high or no matter how low you may be. And the truth is, this is the Nechama. This is the consolation of Shabbos Nachamu. Because we come to this Shabbos and we wonder, it's beautiful, it's a Shabbos of consolation. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, fantastic. But what's changed? What's really different? And I think, my friends, what's changed is as follows. You see, in all of the sadness and tragedy of Tisha B'Av, one might have thought that the relationship with Hashem was severed as well. Perhaps with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, or with the destruction of many communities throughout the years. Perhaps our relationship with God is no longer of sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just sent us away. And maybe because we have failed, maybe because of shortcomings, mistakes we have made, maybe the relationship is no longer there, and therefore come Shabbos Nachamu, we read this pasuk. Ubikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. Wherever you're shum, wherever you are, be'eze madrega shiyihya. Whatever level you're on, says the Baal Shem Tov, a relationship is available. As long as you come with a genuine heart, as long as you come with a genuine desire to forge a meaningful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He always accepts our overtures. He always accepts our extended hand, and that's the Nechama. The consolation is that even if I don't have my beautiful Beis HaMikdash, and even if I'm in Galus, and even though the tears have not yet dried from the enormity of the losses we have sustained over the years, I was scared that I had lost the most important thing in life, and that's relationship with Hashem. And comes Parshas Va'aschanan, comes Shabbos Nachamu, and reminds us that no matter how deep the valley goes, no matter how dark certain chapters may be, no matter how overwhelming or tragic, sometimes circumstances look, ubikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha umatzasa. Wherever you are, if you search out your God, He will be there for you. Umatzasa, you'll find Him. As long, kisidreshena b'chal lebavcha b'chal nafshecha. As long as your heart is genuine and your desire is sincere. And so on this Shabbos Nachamu, and now the Sfarim point out, this is the beginning of Yamim Noraim. You know, we never really have downtime in Judaism. We go from one thing to the next. So we finish Tisha B'Av, now it's Yamim Noraim. It's almost Elul. It's already now is the beginning of the season for Yamim Noraim. The beginning of that Ischachus, the beginning of that renewal. And how do we begin this period? With that Pasuk. No matter where you're holding your life, high or low, good or not so good, inspired or totally uninspired, now is the time to reach your hand out to your Father. Now is the time to reach your hand out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I might be maybe on a very low madrega, but I want you in my life. And if we're able to utter those words with complete sincerity to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Master of the Universe, to our Father on high, then we know He will melt when He hears those words. He will shed tears of joy when He hears those words. For who knows how long He's been waiting for those words to pass through our lips. All we need to do is say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you. And whatever madrega we're on, the relationship begins. May be zochem Yeretz Hashem to restart the relationship and to fan the embers of that relationship until it grows into a huge, smoldering, luminescent, beautiful fire of connection between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rest of our lives. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh.